Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Oversharers Podcast, brought to you by Cowley and
Harbour.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you guys? It's been 2 weeks. Did you miss us?
So cold. I'm so cold.
You're freezing.
I am. Ever since I left this room, it's just felt cold.
Oh my God. It's cold. So, guys, let's address the elephant in the room. Can't talk to married women. The interview is on my side today. We're going to be interviewing you, darling.
So, what are you interviewing me about?
Can you calm down? Look at her, she's getting excited.
I'm not excited.
You're on the
I'm mortified.
You're on the hot seat. How do you feel? Newly married?
I don't know, Hob. How are people
you
supposed to
good?
Feel? I feel like I've been taken. Hostage.
Kidnapped.
In a home that isn't mine.
Oh, no, stop. She's going through the blues, guys.
I am. Do you know what? I've come back to my mum's house 4 times in the space of a week because this is home.
Oh, bless you.
I haven't
you.
Made that other place a home yet.
Oh, bless you.
But it will be eventually.
It
after
will,
some time.
Of course.
I imagine it will, you know,
but
when
it's
I
getting
start
used
adding,
to it.
Like recently, I bought my clothes over. So I was like, okay.
Nice.
Now I know where, you know,
you've where got, my things are.
Yeah. You know, I've kind of like put my things down, yeah. You know.
Have you? Which side of the bed are you?
On the left.
Oh, that's a good side.
So I tried to claim the right first because it was close to the plug socket.
Oh, very
smart, so you can,
smart,
like, charge
yeah.
your phone and stuff, but then I got dashed.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
What I'm saying. You, know,
you can get the long ones, the long plug socket.
What, that goes, like, what, put it over the bed?
No, underneath the bed and then it comes on the side.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Or you can get an extended plug socket.
I know, but it's just too many wires. I don't like too many wires.
I know.
You just end up tripping over them.
Right, anyway, so, I don't know why I asked that question. I'm so
no,
sorry.
That's a really smart question.
No,
I think
I
people
just think
should
you should
consider.
Choose what side of the bed you're going to go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I feel like women should be very vocal about wanting the side with the plug socket. Because, you know, that's great accessibility to your phone. You have to go all the way around going and charge.
Like, oh my God,
do you know
me
I mean?
And my husband always have to, like, because he's on the plug socket side. It's so annoying. I'm like, can you charge my phone?
That's like the dominant side.
And then
isn't
I have to like always, and I always make him talk to me while my phone's charging.
I know, it's the worst.
It's
thing.
Just like you're sitting there twiddling your fingers.
Yeah.
Like, what
so
do I do?
I just
want to
be on TikTok, but you know.
What can we do? There's so, people that
sometimes
say.
Sometimes I go to bed with like 2%. That's never been me. That has never been me.
That's why my phone's always dead, because CBA going to the other side.
Oh, I just can't be asked to just, you know, we have to get up, go around. And,
yeah.
Oh, no.
It's long. But you can just, it's all right. There'll be a solution, a
yeah,
genius in this podcast.
I'm going to get one of those like wireless ones.
Yeah, from TikTok. Boom. Yeah. Put it on your desk space. Exactly. You're all right. Right. The wedding planning. It's the most stressful experience. I felt it for you.
Oh, it's just, you know, when your heart is in your throat. For 8 weeks, my heart was in my throat.
Really?
Because I was just like, oh my God, there's so much to do. We only had 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's very true, guys.
Like, that's insane.
I remember, like, doing Christmas. You were like, no, it's all right. It's not, it's, I mean, it's far away.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't have to worry about that.
And then January came and you're like, yeah, no.
It's got to be in March. Well, obviously, due to some family pressures, we had to do it in March. But ideally, I would have liked the summer.
Yeah. But yeah. I feel like it was really nice. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, from your perspective, like, you might remember your wedding from a different lens. Like,
I don't remember it.
Don't you?
So you know when they say when you go through like significant trauma and then you just black out?
Really?
Wallah.
That's how I felt.
So
like,
I'm living
going on
through
the
other people's pictures and videos.
So we're going to talk about wedding preparation. What was that like for you?
So it was hell until the venue was booked.
Okay.
So once the venue was booked, I was like, okay, got a bit of breathing room. And then like in the space of one day, with the help of Hannah.
Yeah. Shout out Hannah.
Shout out Hannah. We were able to do the hair.
Nice.
The photography, the videography, all of that.
I'm so embarrassed when I see that video. I'm going to cry.
You're going to be sick. Like, honestly, the things that they made me do, like put the hand on the shot. Like, I swear to God. And you know, like throughout that whole shoot, my face was just flustered. I was hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Shall I tell you a secret?
Yeah, go on. Have you seen it?
What?
Or have you seen, like, have you seen the...
I've seen something.
Hafsa. Flipping Hafsa. So Hafsa was in the bathroom taking little BTS shots. She thought
she didn't show this. No. Calm down. Let's not blame Hafsa now.
Seen them. She sent them to me.
Basically, this is what happened, guys. So Kaltun, everyone else was getting their hair done. So, like, and I couldn't go with Kaltun to the hotel. So Hafsa went with her to get ready.
I love you, Hafsa.
Oh, my God. Hafsa was amazing. So then I was like, Hafsa and I are, yeah, you got to do your job. When they take pictures and videos, you got to come on FaceTime and show us something, okay? We need a little preview. Because Kaltun was acting spicy. She was like, no, you guys are going to see me when you get to the venue. I was like, Hafsa, you better show me some BTS.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
I know, but you look so beautiful, can I just say. Anyway, so I was like, Hafsa, Naya, yeah, you better show us some BTS. So she was like, I can't send pictures. She was like, I'm too flustered. So we called her on FaceTime. And she goes, shh. It's you. And you and the groom taking pictures. And then we screamed. And she goes, shut the fuck up. And she put the phone down. We saw a glimpse. But we were like, oh it was so cute.
That was traumatizing. Like, honestly. I've never done anything like that before.
Were they like making you grab each other's faces?
Like, it was just the videographer guy. Like, he's just so hilarious. He'll be like, right, I just need you to do this. So he'll tell me to do the thing, right? And then he'll just go, perfect, amazing. Like, it was literally like I had to do the most intensely awkward thing of my life. But it was for like 3 seconds. And then
I love
it. And then he'll make us do another awkward thing.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's just... Oh.
You know what? It's just... I feel like that sort of PDA is very normal for, like, people that are, I would say, non-Muslim.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, obviously, they're used to that.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you're non-Muslim and you've just got married... when you are Muslim, sorry, and you've just gotten married...
Yeah.
And it's like, you now physically have to start doing this weird stuff. It's like, very
it's
awkward.
Just weird. You know what it is? I find very strange? Obviously, like... There were other people. There's other people.
Oh,
in
so
the
like
room.
Your photographer.
Yeah,
your
like
hair,
all these
makeup.
People are watching me do these like awkward embarrassing.
Things. Oh, bless you. But it's going to look so nice in the video. I just feel like it creates really good memories.
No, yeah. I feel like once he puts it all together, it's going to look amazing. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to edit out all the little like. Just my face.
Oh, my God. There's so many embarrassing shots of all of us at the wedding.
Oh,
Lord have mercy, please, can you just, how could I, that I'm an editor?
Yeah.
Can I just edit
can
some
I
stuff?
Can I do it, yeah.
There's me and, like, Pfizer at one point telling people to go back in the circle, and, like, our hair was crazy. Pfizer was like, listen, we look crazy, let's just stop bothering now, okay?
No,
let's just have fun.
You've got, sometimes you just have to put the, like, authoritativeness
down.
No,
people don't listen.
And just enjoy yourself.
And people are actually crazy. Yeah, but yeah, afterwards, we got over it, we're like, no one's going to listen to us, we got no respect.
But you know what it is, though? Let's put a lot of pressure on you guys to, like...
Because we want you to have a nice time.
I get it, but at the same time, I want you guys to have a good time.
But we did, we had so much fun, I'm telling you now. My hair was gone.
Was it frizzy?
It was frizzy. My sweat was coming out. You know I had a good night, you know?
Oh, my God. Like, the funniest thing that happened, I would say, was, like, when I bumped my head.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, when... so basically, you know, in the hotel, they've got that section where all the teas and coffees are. So there were, like, two bottles of water that were unopened. So I was like, right, let me go and get myself hydrated before the makeup
for the big
artist
day.
Arrives, right? So I walk over and I've not seen that there's this glass shelf separating the lower bit from the top bit. Glass, mind you.
Oh my
so
God.
I've just walked straight into it, like, boof, like, hit my head. And then I was like, no, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. It's just a little bump, whatever. Like, 5 minutes later, it starts developing into this.
I saw a big lump. I just didn't want to say anything.
Within 5 minutes, harder, this thing just appeared on my head.
Of all days.
And it was, like, dark and it was bruising. So Hafsa was like, don't worry, I'm going to go and get ice. So Hafsa's gone to get ice. She's like, wrapped it in the little thingy. I'm sitting there with the ice pack on my forehead. The makeup artist comes in. She's like, what the hell has happened in here? And I'm like, I've hit my head. Can you cover this? Are you able to work with this?
Oh my God.
And she's like, don't worry, don't worry. We're going to make you look beautiful. I'm just holding the thing to my head. I look like a dickhead. Literally, I'm like this.
I remember FaceTiming you in a hairdresser and I was like, what is that lump on her forehead? But I didn't want to say anything to put you under pressure. So
yeah,
I was
like, I really bumped I just my head. Quiet. It was there for like the next 3 days.
No,
it's gone
but
now,
you but couldn't really, you couldn't see at the wedding. Like that makeup artist was makeup
diva.
Like, so you got to shout out all your people.
Yeah,
your hair
so
looked
I
amazing
have to
as well.
Say a massive thank. Hold on, Yasin, mashallah, 10 out of 10 hair.
Right, you look beautiful. Right?
She's just amazing, diva. Literally. You know when they say makeup, is
I haven't
to be
seen
sorcery.
Your makeup look like.
I've
that.
Never had makeup that has stayed the whole night. In
and you
my
were
life.
Dancing. Oh, no.
I was sweating. The makeup didn't budge. No. My hair was like, mind you, the hair didn't frizz as well. That's
no,
another thing.
Yeah.
The hair didn't frizz. The makeup didn't move. So I'm thinking like, these are all products that we have. Like in
literally.
Our.
Literally. Well, I want to know, what does she use for that hair frizz?
I don't know. I couldn't see because obviously she's
yeah,
here.
Yeah, true.
But Diva, I was like peeking into her little suitcase. You
so
know,
what's the makeup
I was
bag
thinking,
saying?
Oh, Abby, what have you got there, love? And then basically, I think one thing that I do remember that she did 3 different setting sprays. Charlotte was the last. So I feel like Charlotte is probably something
like
that,
a little pretty dewy.
Yeah, like a little to make it all dewy. But then she used an Urban Decay one and I don't remember what the last one was. I'm thinking it was Morphe. No, the last one was Charlotte, but the first two, I think it was Urban Decay. I definitely saw Urban Decay, but I don't know if it was the All Nighter or the other one. And
All Nighter is really good apparently.
And one of them was Morphe. Possibly.
But is it the spray that actually looks like a spray?
I want to use 3 different sprays.
Because I heard the Morphe actually, like the actual spray, is amazing for
setting.
Yeah.
So I think what it is you get the sprays that set your face, but then you've got to bring the face back, which I think that's what the Charlotte did.
Yeah. Listen, we need to up our makeup game, guys. So if you start seeing tutorials, you just know.
But you know, she did my, I think it took her like 1.5 to 2 hours to do it. I've never spent that long. My makeup usually lasts 30 minutes, which is probably why it melts off.
Yeah.
But I was just shocked, Harder, that Matt, you know me, I sweat. Like, I sweat.
So in terms of concealers, 2 concealers...
I couldn't. I don't, it was just a lot.
Out.
It was spaced
out. How amazing
out.
Is it just to get your makeup done?
Honestly, I felt like Kim Kardashian.
Literally, when you're on the chair, and you're on
she
your
wakes
phone.
Up in the morning, just sits down on her chair, she
on her little it, phone,
on her phone. That's how I felt. I was you're like, wow, TikTok. This could be our life, Harvey.
High five. It will be. Anyway. So yeah, okay. So that's the hair and makeup. So you shouted out your
yeah,
people.
Like they were amazing. Himelo and his brother, amazing.
They
like,
were
they were
really
just hilarious.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie, they were making me laugh. And then, and I saw basically on his Snapchat.
So they were videography and photography.
So they're on, so you know, Himelo, everyone knows Himelo, Snapchat is crazy. But we always said to him, please don't put us up.
No, please.
Great. But he put up a little snippet of like where he's editing. So you can see like, it just looks so amazing. From what I see, so you can't see my face. It's just like sides of the dress.
Oh my God.
And it was in like slow motion. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be beautiful. I wonder if they put music on top of stuff.
I think they do.
Like it just looked very effortless. Like he is so talented.
Listen, can we talk about the dress? Whoa.
The dress.
The day of the fitting.
So essentially what happened that day, that was another nightmare.
Really?
Yeah. So remember I went to the first bridal store and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to buy a dress. I'm going to hire one. Great. Yeah. I'm only going to wear it once. What's the point? So I go to the shop and this shop is renowned for dresses that you can hire. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't know that the quality of the dress was significantly impacted because of how often it had been hired. So you can see that she's obviously taken it to like the dry cleaners and stuff. Yeah. But you can also see like the seams like coming off and there's frays and stuff like that. And it didn't feel like, I just felt like I was wearing something borrowed. So I just thought like, I can't, like I literally tried on 7 dresses trying to find the one. But the good thing about that bridal shop was I was able to find the type of dress. Like I
that
knew.
Liked,
yeah. So I tried on a dress at that shop that was for hire. That was the shape of the dress that I wanted.
Nice.
So I came away from that shop. Obviously, like I was just in panic mode because I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I was literally on the internet just searching for dresses. Like, can I get one delivered to me? Like, I didn't know what to do. And then luckily I found a bridal shop. No, you came over. Yeah. Jerry came over. Yeah. And I found a bridal shop, which is quite local. And I thought, you know what? Let's go and check it out.
Let's shout it out. Yeah, that dress.
Yeah, it's called, the bridal shop's called Bridal Caprice. They're in Shepherd's Bush.
Hammersmith.
Yeah, that road. Bridal Caprice. So anyway, me and Holly, I was like, Holly, come on, we're going to the bridal shop. She's like, all right, let's go. So we go to the bridal shop. And on the website, do you remember I was looking on their website? I'd already seen like some dresses.
The idea of what you wanted.
Yeah. So we went there. We tried on, I think, two dresses before we found the one.
The one. Yeah.
So the first dress was obviously oversized. She had to do like the clipping thing and like try.
But now when I think of that first dress, it really wasn't that nice.
It wasn't
compared
nice.
To what you've like.
Yeah, it wasn't that we've nice. Seen. And then the second one was just like, you know, like the little basic, like laced, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then this one,
oh, guys.
This dress, we were like, oh my God. Like, when after we found those two dresses, Heather was like, okay, I really like the first dress, but I was just like, I don't know. We have to do it. We had to do a lot of work to for it to have been
for
perfect.
The vision to come.
It would have been, I would have spent a fortune on alterations.
I feel like the first one was only nice because
you like the material.
I like the material of like the satiness at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I feel like the top was quite like
there
aged.
There was a lot going on at the top. And
I
there just, was like a brooach as well.
Yeah,
it was like
and it was a bit too
brooch.
Much, but I like the shape that it gave you.
Yeah.
But then the second one, when she like did the clips and everything, oh, it was beautiful. The third one, I mean, sorry.
So the last dress that I tried on was the dress. So I put it on. It wasn't too, it was like, it fit well, but it needed to be kind of like sucked in here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So she's putting it on whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, this dress is amazing. She
body,
was like,
body.
She was like, but when we do the alterations, it's going to look even better.
It looked amazing.
So I think I went, I ended up buying the dress, gave us a vow. And then I had to go back twice, was it?
I think, yeah, you went back once
to put the shoes on.
And
so she had to like
alterations.
Cut. Yeah, so she had to cut the bottom because it was super long with my shoes on so I wouldn't trip. And then the second time was
to pick it up, wasn't it?
Yeah, so to try. So no, the first time she'd done an alteration in the bust area
and
the waist. And then the second time, I think, was the shoes. And then the third time was the final fitting and
you pick it up. Yeah.
So I picked it up and I was just like, oh my
That's
God.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is the dress.
It was perfect.
Say yes to the dress.
It was a little bit tight. I'm not going to lie.
No, you look good though.
Like, it was so tight. I was like,
really?
I was really scared to sit down because I thought it would burst, but it was all right. Like,
no, you looked absolutely beautiful. I wish we could show you guys.
Oh,
but obviously, aura.
No. But it was so naked. But when the whole back was exposed.
I know. Oh, it just looks so beautiful, guys. You don't understand. Like, when you first came out in the green dress, I was just like, oh my God. That's like when it hit me. I was like, Colton's getting married, guys. What the hell? And you looked so nice. Even the dirah, I forgot. Like, me and Hafsa were like, we forgot the veil for the dirah.
That's so the two things that I forgot.
The necklace.
Yeah. So basically, this is how like all over the place I was. Two things that I forgot. So we forgot the shawl thing for the green dirah in the bridal suite. Then we had the second fitting, which was the dress. And because we only had 1 hour to enjoy this venue, because I was like, guys, we need to get ready quickly, everyone's eating, blah 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 blah. And then in that frenzy, like, we came out and I wasn't wearing my earrings, I wasn't wearing the necklace.
Oh my God.
And I didn't even notice. I was having such a great time.
You were having so much fun. Who told you? It was Rahma. No,
I think I realized. I think I might have. I don't know.
Anyway,
I realized because I was like, so I'm not wearing any earrings or necklace. She was like, don't worry, I'm going to go back.
Like, okay. She was like, we forgot the earrings.
I did the whole walk, literally wearing no jewellery.
No, but you
look
so
care.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like, I don't care because I felt like the dress like,
itself was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, with the veil and the flowers. And then when me and Faiza saw your mum holding your hand, we were like crying.
Oh,
we were like,
oh my God.
This was just like, who even... Nobody even saw earrings.
No,
I didn't even clock it.
And myself, and I was looking, you know, like the following day, I was just looking at the videos and stuff like people had posted. And I was like I'm not even wearing earrings.
Yeah,
like, you wouldn't have even noticed.
No, because the dress was so beautiful.
But yeah, that's what happens when you do things in a rush.
But you know what? I think the biggest issue was we were early, as in like the bridal party and like the bride.
But everyone else was late.
And then that affects the routine of the wedding.
But I wouldn't have minded still coming in and enjoying the bride with the limited people. I don't care. Do you know what I mean? My thing is, I'm just trying to enjoy as much of this as possible because it's just one day.
But I feel like it was nice.
You know, even that last, even though it was like the last hour that I had.
It was a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little bit and it felt like it was like 3 hours long because we were having so much fun.
It was so much fun, guys.
Yeah.
Like, so much fun. Oh, I don't know. I just remember so much. I just remember running around, doing loads of stuff, like meeting so many. And you know when it's like a wedding of like, your local area and like your family and everyone's just like, oh, like, I haven't seen you in ages. How are you? So I'm like having 10 different conversations.
The worst one for me was people were messaging me the following day saying, oh my God, you look so nice, blah, 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 blah. I had a great time. And I'm like, wow, you were there. Like, do you know what I mean? I didn't even register because I was gone. Like I was in another world.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie. Like the culture that I'm used to is like very, like you're jokey, like you're very bubbly, but like on the day.
I was constricted.
You were like very forced to just be this other person.
I know.
And it wasn't a bad thing. I think you were very, the word that I would use is you were very composed. Like even your smiling, like the way you were dancing it was very
too
like.
Much. It was just like, I just had this one smile on my face. I kept thinking, like, I was just the whole time.
No, I didn't feel like you were like, doing
I felt like I was flipping.
You look like supermodal face. That's what you were doing. I felt liked
like,
it.
You know, like in, you know, like, Meghan Markle, she's forced to smile when she's out in public.
Yeah.
But really, she's like crying on the inside. Oh. But I wasn't actually crying on the inside.
You
I was
just
like,
anxious.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't want to look crazy on camera.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to reveal emotions that I'm really feeling because I probably would have burst into tears. Like,
no,
really, do you know what
like,
I mean?
It was so much fun. Like, honestly, you looked beautiful. I think we had so much fun. I just remember being in the corner and like, just doing random stuff with Yasmin. I was like, we've got to compose ourselves.
You lot had more fun than I did. You know what? The whole time I remember looking down and just seeing you lot having fun and the bloody guys taking pictures of me. And all I want to be is just in the centre with these lot having fun.
But it was just, I don't know, man. And then I just want to say, in Somali weddings, when the camera guy comes to the food table, it's the funniest. It's the funniest experience.
Well, you like trying to eat in like a
I wasn't even eating. I was dying. Yasmin. I'm not going to hot you out. Anyway.
Is she being sensual with the spoon?
Like, she was joking with me. And then the guy's like right next to her.
I could just imagine her like, and then when he comes over, she's like.
And you know what? It was so annoying because we just got the food and it's like, we just want to eat. Please leave us. So everyone's just being, you know. Trying to hide their faces.
Like using their Gerber satellite.
It was just so funny. It just made me laugh. What else happened there? It was such a lit wedding. It was so fun.
Did the brambra. Hada, you finally conquered your fear. Can I just say, Hada hasn't jumped like that in years.
I don't know what got me gas.
Like, I remember back in the day, you were very active in the brambra
circle. I know.
But recently, you know, you took a step, ever since you had kids, you took a step back.
Oh, Allah, I've got hip damage. I can't, do you know what I mean? My second child's ruined my hips.
But that night,
I came out. Oh my God, someone was like to me, we thought you were going to fall over. And I was like, why? Why do you think that? She was like, I want kubaka here, but you were just twirling.
Yeah, you were doing a lot of twirling. Oh my God. I was like, I hope she doesn't trip on the back of that dinner.
No, I tucked that in. I know my style. Okay.
And there was a bit where you were going back and I was like, oh, does she know where she's going? Like,
what is the routine
here?
Yeah,
because it was like, I didn't know. But then you brought it back and then you finished it off with a nice pat, pat, pat.
But oh my God, Varan was. Oh my God, who else was? Faiza's brambles.
Faiza was very good. Faiza's so funny. So you know how she hops around? You know she does the little roundies.
Yeah.
First post, second post, third post. She comes to fourth post, which is us.
Yeah.
She goes, looks at me, and she goes, I'm so nervous.
So really?
Well, yeah. She comes to gosh, I'm so nervous. Then she goes in and just does this like amazing little job. It was so good.
It was so much fun.
Faiza, she went to the side and she went to the other side. She did a twirl.
Faiza was like, so good. Oh my God, Mubaha, your little cousin.
Mubaha, that one there, wallahi. Like, you know, Mubaha, I've seen her do Brambor before. So when I compare the Brambor that she did, like the jumping that she did at this wedding that I'd seen her, that was like 6 out of 10. Now, Gavarda, when I say to you, when I say to you, the skills in that time,
it's crazy.
The skills learned, yeah. The little, she was doing some weird little, like,
she listen,
like, she was some slow mo ting. Like,
there was a bit where she went all the way up and then she dropped down to the floor. I said,
at one point, I thought she was going to do a little kick. I was like, wow, 11 out of 10.
She was so
like,
good.
She was amazing. Like, she did Brambor, but like added her own little twist to it. Did you see that?
TikTok flair. Mate, all I'm saying is I really love Brambor. I just wish there was more outlets for us to do it without being filmed. But yeah, it was very, very fun. It was very, very fun. Even like the neighborhood of Slamo were like, whoa, 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 have leave us all behind.
Oh my God. Did you hear that? You know what makes me laugh is after you come out and the Islam embrace you, that
been accepted.
That bit killed me. I was like, now you're officially, you're officially in the Islam club.
Oh my God, the neighborhood Islam was saying to, oh my God, the battery. The neighborhood Islam was saying to me, she was like, yeah, next wedding, what are you, man? I saw, what are you, man? So I was like, that means you're coming to my next wedding. I was like, oh, thanks, Hava, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
I'm never doing it again, but thank you.
No, you better.
No, I'm too tired, I can't. I'm so sorry. That was cardio workout, yeah, guys. That is what ruined me hair. Anyway, yeah, all round, best wedding ever.
Best.
And I can't wait to watch the video.
Honestly, best wedding. Best bridal shower ever. Can
oh
I just say,
God, yeah,
you lot and your immaculate organisational skills. Like, I would never in a million years would think that my friends would do that for me.
Did you? Oh my God, like, I was just like, the bridal shower. Did you love it?
It was so amazing. Oh my okay, so the theme was I wear white and then everyone else wears black. So a couple of people looked at me sideways for that. Do you know what I mean? They were all like, what, are we going to a funeral? What's going on? I said, you guys don't know the vision. Because the vision is you all look nice in black
and comfortable.
Sleek, sexy, comfortable. Exactly. And then there's me that just pops.
The little birdie in the white.
It looked
so nice. And like the place, the venue was all white.
Yeah.
It
and I just felt like the colour scheme, everything all together, like the outfits of everyone, the theme, the colour of the venue, my dress, like it just looked immaculate.
Amazing.
It was so nice.
And it was lit.
And it was just comfortable. We all just felt comfortable. It was a good night out, wasn't it?
No, I loved it, I have to say.
And even the decorations, the cakes.
Oh, did you love the cakes?
I loved it.
You know what burns me? I wanted the little ice cream tub and I wanted a cupcake. I didn't
get
one.
They were all finished. I kept looking over at the table and the cupcakes were demolished.
Literally.
But then we had like all these like little, we had these like biscuits left in my name on. And then the cake I had for breakfast, lunch and dinner for about a week.
Did you? Yeah, I didn't even get to taste the cake.
Oh my God, the cake was in the house for ages.
I forgot. It's just been really busy.
It was so nice. Who did the cake? Honey's?
Is it Honey?
Honey's Cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice cake.
She was so good. And thank you so much for helping us. She actually came in and like did all the decoration and then took the stuff back afterwards. So it was really lovely. Nice. And the sparklers.
So these are like to Milk and Tawn, like we've got a little surprise for you at the end. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what's happening. So then like they were like, yeah, obviously you have to go and like make yourself busy for a little bit while they're all setting up. So I'm just like twiddling my thumbs. And then I've been summoned, right? So I walk over and I literally walk into like a row of people holding sparklers.
And I'm just like,
whoa, what is going on? Like, this is like a fairy tale.
Literally.
Honestly, it was just so magical.
Oh, we love that for you.
You guys are the best. I love you guys. So many people. Oh my God, I can't even name them all. But you guys, you know who you are. I love you.
Yeah, okay, I think that's most of everything I would say. Wedding, can we just give a little speech to Carlton? We just want to say, Mabrook, Kelly, we love you. And what else can we say? Oh yeah, we did speeches for you. Did you remember the speeches?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was...
Did you write that speech?
Yeah, on a whim.
But what, like, I can... Oh, there's the most last minute person. I can imagine you on the car journey.
No, I wrote it the night before you came.
Did you actually?
I did. But I didn't even get to do it properly because I was so nervous.
Why were you nervous? You're in a room full of people you know.
Yeah, but it was just too many people. And then and the Faisal was making me laugh. And Faisal was like, no, you better read it, go.
So anyway. Yeah, Hawther did the most amazing speech. I just feel like it summed me up.
It did.
I like the bit about free spirits.
We thought you were very... That's how I could explain you, though. I feel like you're very free-spirited.
No, I've been called that since I was a child.
Yeah, very like bubbly, free-spirited, kind-hearted.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Love that.
I was like, did you want any more compliments, Callie?
You're like, no. I was sitting there. Like, when I say to you, my face was hurting from smiling.
I was in actual
agony.
Oh no, but you deserve a really good day. Anyway, mabrook to you.
Thank you, darling.
In other news, we will gradually move on. Guys, we're not going to do a scenario today, but we are going to talk about things that we've seen online. Guess who else has gotten married that I'm very happy for?
Aisha Harry! I'm so happy for her.
Honestly. But yeah, like, I just feel like it's a very...
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Was our last two scenarios not love is in the air?
Well, lie, they were.
Oh my God. And then look what's happened.
And look what's happened. Everyone's getting married. So
everyone's
ladies,
getting married.
You know, pray that to Hajjud Salat.
Yeah.
And get your man. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, Aisha Haroon, I'm really, really happy for her. I just felt like, you know when you're like rooting for someone?
Yeah, and you, like, just really want her to be happy. Because she's been through a lot in the skin time.
Yeah, she really has. Especially when she... I don't think... When she spoke about the breakdown of her, like, her previous marriage, I don't think she, like, really went into it. But you could tell that she was very hurt by it.
Yeah, but she was really hurt by it, but also accepted the situation. Yeah. This was, like, I'm just so happy for her.
Like, I don't even know.
I know. It's just, like, I couldn't have pictured a better outcome for her.
Literally.
Her life.
And you know what else is really nice? Like, I think she's been married for a while now. And, like, she just didn't post it.
Oh, so she's just announced it.
Yeah, so she's just announced it, even though, like, she was married and it was her own little secret, which is so nice.
Oh, I love that.
And it's so cute.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, good for her. Aisha, we love you.
We love you, girl. Right, so what else has been happening? You said you finished you.
Yeah.
I've finished a little bit. Do you know what it is? I've got a very annoying trait. I did, wallahi. You can see my Netflix. Look at her, she's trying to judge me.
No, because you're asking questions.
No, but you know what? This is what I'm trying to explain to you. I've got a very annoying trait where it's like, I'll watch something even though I'm busy and not concentrate on it because I just want to get it over and done with.
No, so I do that with shows that I don't really care about. So I'll give you an idea. Working Mums, I'll casually watch like loads of episodes and not realise where I am.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, that one requires a bit of concentration.
No, for me, I feel like after part one, it just fizzled out for me.
Part one was dead.
Part two was lit. Okay, I'm assuming we can talk about it because everyone else has probably seen it by now. I feel like it was very hard to digest or understand. So what I'm getting is that Rhys was never an actual person that he was communicating with. It was just in his head.
So Rhys is a real human.
Yeah, but he never like had interactions with him.
No, so you know how he was like constantly listening to his podcast when he was dealing with the whole Marianne situation, but he was having that out of body experience. It wasn't really him. It was
right.
He just kept listening to Rhys Montrose, which I think what happened was that podcast just manifested into that person.
Okay.
So it became Rhys. So Rhys is now like him, but the dark side of him.
Okay.
He's always egging him on to kill.
Right.
Do you get it? So he's had this like, so that's his out of body
thingy,
right? But it's
so it's like a split personality.
Yeah, but it was just created from constantly listening to
this man.
Now Rhys in the real world has no idea who he is.
Yeah.
He's never met Rhys. He just knows Rhys through his podcast and all the information that he's reading on him. Do you get it?
Because
he's
so
just infatuated
Rhys,
with Rhys because of his humble beginnings and how he came to power.
So when he kidnapped Rhys and he like choked him, was that the actual Rhys?
That was the real Rhys. So when you see when he opened the door and he was like, who the F are you?
Yeah.
Doesn't know who he is.
Right, so he actually killed the real Rhys.
Killed the real Rhys, but Rhys has no recollection of him.
Okay. Yeah. So then the other bit that I don't get is the ending. So he's blamed everything on the lovely girl. That's his student.
Yeah.
Sadly. But how did he get scot-free? That's the bit that I missed.
So what I think happened was he's attempted suicide. Oh, TW, he's attempted to... When he's jumped off the bridge.
All right.
To unalive himself.
Okay.
Now, it didn't work. So he's now in the hospital.
Right.
The hospital, he decides that he's going to disclose everything to this woman that he is...
He's dating.
...in love with.
Okay.
So when he's told her everything, she's clearly accepted that. Now, what I think their agreement is that he's allowed to essentially kill if it benefits
her.
If it benefits her and if it benefits their
thing,
situationship, okay. Right? And also, what she's promised him is that he's allowed to come back into the open. And because she's got so much power, you know, she's Tom Lockwood's daughter. They have a lot of power over the media. He's essentially, you know, even said in the show's Illuminati level billionaire.
Yeah.
So what I think's happened is she's promised him basically immunity and that she's going to also change the public's perception of Joe Goldberg, what happened with Love, what happened with Beck. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you see when they're sitting down doing all those interviews, it's just him... basically
saying this is me,
like telling his version of events, but so that the public kind of
supports him. Okay,
do you get it? So she's giving him protection, he's giving her protection.
Okay, nice. Yeah. I get it now. When I was watching it though, I was like, the story's turned.
And also, she's inherited her father's entire.
So what's happened
empire?
To the dad? He's unalived him.
Yeah, he's unalived him. Do you not see? He put the bag over his head.
No, I didn't see that bit then.
Yeah. He basically, the girl had found out that her dad was still, even though she's like cut herself off from him and seemingly is living this life where he's not in it, he's still controlling her. So like, he's the one that's responsible for the jobs that she's getting.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? All the
that sounds like such a nice father.
Yeah. Or even like the boyfriend that she's with, he's like protective and stuff like that. So anyway. Yeah, it sounds like a nice dad, but she like obviously wants to cut herself off from him. Anyway, so he's still been, you know, interfering with her life without her realizing. She got really upset, tells Joe. Joe gets angry, goes to...
And then he... Okay, interesting. Shall I tell you what I've been watching?
Go on.
Colton's never into my shows, but I've been watching Married First Sight Australia.
Oh!
It is amazing. Drama, drama, drama. It's gotten so good that I don't even watch Love Island anymore.
No, I stopped watching that crap ages ago. It's so boring.
It's so jarring. Ever since Zara should have never, ever left, can I just
even
say?
Even when Olivia left, it got dead.
It was just dead.
I'm so sad that we kicked Olivia out because I just needed someone to hate.
She's so delusional, but I loved her.
Yeah, we didn't love her. We no, hated
I loved
her
the
on the
drama
show,
she created, but I didn't like her. But what was I going to say? Anyway... Married at First Sight Australia, bloody brilliant. When you wanted a narcissist, there's a narcissist. Emotional manipulation, there's emotional manipulation. You wanted people doing dumb stuff,
drama.
I'm telling you, guys, I don't, every season like of Married at First...
for everyone on there.
Every single thing. You wanted the lovey-dovey cup... they're right there for you. Everything's there. Like, I don't know what sauce they add to Married at First Sight Australia. Every season just bangs. Like, it's so good.
No way.
And the other thing is, like, I don't actually watch the full episodes. Like, I watch shows via TikTok now. So the people do, like, part ones to part eights.
So that's how I've been catching up with Love Island.
Me too.
Just in case. Because I knew, I was like, I don't want to watch the full episode with all the breaks.
No, but you've already wasted 2 months of your life watching this.
Yeah, like, it's just
to
too much.
Up.
And also, like, it's an hour-long episode. I just need, like, the main bits. And most Love Island is mostly crap, but then there's occasional things that they
you know,
add in there.
You.
And those things you can just get in a 10-second clip from TikTok.
Exactly. And that's how I watch it.
Mm.
So, yeah, that is basically... That's what I've been doing. That is my content, really.
What else have I been watching? Luther, the film.
Oh my God, did you watch it?
I watched it last night.
Listen,
it
was so good. I swear to... What did I say to you? There is a source. There's Hawesh that they add to BBC dramas, yeah? That's just like on another level.
I just thought it was such a nice
evening
thriller film.
Loved it. Absolutely.
And it was just like the perfect length.
Exactly.
It was
in a series, so you didn't have to wait or binge
watch. Yeah, and it wasn't a slow burner. It was straight into the action.
when he went into prison, I was like, well,
how do you think Sabrina Alba feels when she watches her husband on TV?
I think she's bloody
proud
of it. Talking about Sabrina Alba, did you see her outfit on the Oscars?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, she looks really pretty.
She's just looking amazing, like post Emerald. Baby looks unreal. Yeah,
did she have a baby?
I'm sure she had a baby.
Sabrina Alba has not had a baby.
I'm sure she's had a baby, unless it was a rumor. Imagine I've just revealed to the world that Sabrina Alba's got a baby with Giselle Bundchen.
You might laugh.
I'm sure she does. Go on Wikipedia right now, because
now you're falsifying information. No,
I would have known.
Sabrina Alba
and Idris
pregnant. I'm gonna write it. Wait.
She's had a baby. I'm telling you. Go on TikTok. TikTok knows everything.
I think she has.
I told you she had a baby.
Have welcomed a baby boy.
Yeah, they had a baby.
When was this?
But it's like one of those babies that never sees the social media light, which I respect.
No, this can... Guys, how have we missed this information?
Because she doesn't post about it. It's very private.
You know what my dream is? Like in my... Shall I tell you? Last night I watched the Oscars because my kid wouldn't go to sleep. So I was just watching people get an award and they're like, dreams do come true. Dreams are a possibility. And in my head, I'm like, imagine you and me with an Oscar.
Oh my God.
Little really? Old me, Callie and Harbour.
What would you even say in your speech?
I'll be like, guys, I can't believe this. I'll be like Adele. I'll make like funny little jokes so people make memes out of me. Mm-mm-mm. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that is a nice dress.
She looks beautiful. Like.
Wow. I need to know how she does her hair.
I know.
I'm trying to go, you know, I'm going to go like Bob Short.
No.
Yeah.
I still can't get over how you've said they've welcomed the son into the world.
They've got a baby, though.
Allahumma bees. May Allah bless you and your children. Ameen. Upon Ameen. Anyway, upon what Ameen. Was I going to say? Oscars. Yeah, I'd probably just tell a little story about how I came on the boats. Boats. Can you believe it? This Conservative Party.
Yeah, see, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, have you not been?
I know there's a bill. There's a bill involved. And immigrants.
This is a conversation for another day. Anyway, do you know about Gary Lineker?
I know about Gary Lineker, yes.
It's very smart how they've spinned it, though.
Mm.
So instead of discussing the bill, they discuss Gary's tweet.
I know.
Very PR-y.
Way to hide away from the real problem.
Anyway.
What was I going to say? Solidarity with Gary Lineker?
Solidarity with Gary Lineker. Solidarity. I do. And you know what, darling? I'm going to tell you, BBC, I'm not paying no more TV licence.
Do you know what really pisses me off about the BBC? Is the double bloody standards.
Oh, it's shocking. About
people who work at the BBC must maintain impartiality.
But...
Neutrality.
No, but it's not that. You know what's mad about impartiality? Why did the BBC allow Gary Lineker... In the World Cup, right? Number one, they didn't show Qatar's opening ceremony. And the first episode, the first viewing of the World Cup, Gary had very, very strong views
about Qatar
and their human rights.
But then is that something, was that his own view? Or
no, it was the BBC who allowed it.
Told him to say that.
Exactly.
I thought it was on the teleprompter, orchestrated by the BBC, and he was sitting there going...
Yeah, he was though, that's the thing, because the BBC allowed that to happen. But then now...
But
and that was in
bus.
Relation to Qatar's human rights.
But it's like, you know what it is? It's like they will vilify someone. So, for example, like him talking about the bill obviously affects poorly on
of
the BBC.
However, on the government,
on
though.
On the government.
Which is controlled by...
Yeah. However, the Qatar thing, they couldn't give a monkey's back to her.
But that's the point. That's the exact double standards that people are seeing.
They don't care about...
No.
A Middle Eastern country.
Not. They have MPs have openly said
that
we accept Ukrainians because they are neighbours and our kinship.
They're white.
Do you know, exactly. That is what they're pertaining to.
That's why they're getting accepted.
Do you know what I mean?
But our brothers and sisters on the banana boats.
Absolutely not. And the other thing that's really bad about the bill is... the fact that they get rid of the modern slavery. So if anyone's been trafficked and they say, we need help, this is what's happened to us, off back to where you came from, love.
Oh my God, I watched this film last night called Nocebo.
Oh my God.
And it is like, this. It's very ginny.
Oh my God.
So this woman from the Philippines has a daughter, right? And they live in the Philippines, they're very poor. However, the woman... I am.
I'm interested.
From the Philippines, has got, she's a bit of a witch doctor. She's been given these okay. abilities to use like leaves and herbs and stuff to be able to heal. Either make someone's life hell okay. or heal them. So that's her. She's in the Philippines. There's another lady in the UK. She's a clothing designer. Now, she's very wealthy, has a husband who's a marketing consultant. They live in a massive house. They've got a daughter that goes to private school. The woman, the fashion designer, has, obviously she gets her clothes made in the Philippines. And her clothes are made by...
This woman.
Wait, the clothes are made by these, you know, people that are...
Fast fashion.
Yeah, so the sweatshop workers, the victims.
Okay.
Right? One of them being... The woman.
Right.
The woman doesn't have any childcare. What does she do? She brings her daughter to work with her. So the daughter hides under the table while she's stitching
okay.
this woman in the UK's clothes. The woman in the UK has visited the store once.
Okay.
And she said...
In the Philippines.
In the Philippines. And she said, I need you to make these people work faster. And I need you to lock the doors to make sure that they're not stealing anything.
Allah.
Yeah. So anyway... It's really hot in the sweatshop. This woman's been working really long hours. Her daughter's underneath. She's like, I need to go and get some coconut water for my daughter because she is so thirsty and it's really hot in here. So the guy goes and unlocks the door. He checks her, makes sure she hasn't stolen anything. She goes out to get the coconut water.
What's happened?
While she's getting the coconut water, the building catches fire. The little girl dies. Right?
Oh, so, my God.
So these people can't get out because why? The doors are locked. So they're just like, you know, like, let me out. But they've locked the door. Little kid died, burnt to ashes. So what does Diane do? Diane goes to the... So basically, Diane inflicts from the Philippines this sickness on this woman through Ginny means. Do you know what I mean?
But what do they say in the show? Is it just, what does she refer it to as?
So she's
as black magic.
No, it's not referred to as black magic. It's referred to as she's a healer, but she can also inflict pain on you
okay.
through dark means. So anyway, she's whispered something.
Oh my God, Overla.
So she's inflicted this sickness on this woman.
What is this called?
So basically, it's called nocebo, like placebo, but nocebo. So anyway, the woman's on the phone one day. All of a sudden, she has this like... She sees this dog covered in all these ticks. The dog comes close to her, then starts shaking. Then a tick goes on the woman and the tick goes inside the back of her neck and it absorbs into her skin. Now, ever since she's received that tick, she's just been having like
dreams,
horrible dreams, like night terrors. She's having hot flushes. She's feeling random pains in her arm. It's literally like... Black magic.
Basically.
Yeah, she's feeling random pains, whatever. She's just very unwell. Her hair's falling out, all this stuff.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so she's also losing her memory as well. So anyway, guess who turns up at her door one day?
The lady.
It's Diane. Diane's like, I'm here to help. You asked for my help, so I'm here to help. She's like, did I ask for your help? Oh, my God, I don't remember sending for you. She goes, yeah, you definitely sent for me. Obviously, God, and she's like...
She's gone.
She doesn't remember because she keeps having, like, temporary memory loss. So anyway, Diane comes in. She's given her a room upstairs.
She's living with her.
She's given her a room upstairs. Diane unpacks her things. She also unpacks all her little... And puts
Voodoo.
It by the fireplace and uses her suitcase to cover that section. She's also got a picture of her and her daughter right there. So she... knows what her mission is, to be reminded of it. So anyway, Diane is being very helpful around the house. She's cooking them dinner, you know, a traditional Filipino dish, but she sprinkles something in it. So then the lady's eating dinner and she's like, ow, my arm. She's having one of her attacks. Diane's like, don't worry, I can help you. Diane just does this weird thing on her arm and then all of a sudden her arm is cured. So what's Diane doing? Diane is basically like... helping her in the beginning, so she trusts her, she gains her trust,
and then she's gonna finish her off.
So the finish her off bit was the creepiest bit ever.
Pause. I'm gonna watch it.
There you go.
Oh my God, guys.
Nocebo Netflix. I feel like I've ruined the entire plot.
No,
for
but
you.
I love it.
But there you go.
Oh my God, thank you, guys. I think that is the end of the episode. How are you guys feeling? We've had stories, we've had laughter, we've talked about the corrupt government, we've done everything.
It's been a great episode.
We
should do episodes like this often.
Honestly.
Just a, what do you call it? What do you even call that? Just a no scenario episode.
A no scenario episode. Oh my God, guys. How are we going to end this off?
I guess we'll see you guys next week. Oh, the camera's gone. But if you've come this far, thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. We love you guys.
So much.
We know how much you've been waiting for this episode. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. All the people that gave lovely diastole torn and told us that they miss us. We love you guys.
Thank you, kiss, kiss, kiss. And to all your dads.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. We love you. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.